Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
Hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our investigation of lies in the textbooks. Today we will be talking about the great leader of Al-Qaeda in our lifetime, a famous name. It is Osama bin Laden. And who is Osama bin Laden? This is the Muslim hero, the follower of Muhammad and his commands, the follower of Allah and the teaching of his word in the book of the Quran. He is the Muslim jihadist who planned many attacks against the Western world, against the interest of America all over the world. He also is the architect of September 11, which killed over 3,000 Americans in less than an hour. Bin Laden, who is to the teaching of Allah in the Quran, a true Muslim believer, and to the Muslim world, he is a great hero. Do you know that after September 11, many Muslim women became pregnant purposely to have a son so that they could name him Osama? That's how much the Arab world and the Muslim world love Osama. I remember after September 11, I went to some mission trips to the Middle East and Indonesia. I was shocked by the number of pictures of Osama bin Laden, which were posted all over taxis, buses, in front of people, businesses and homes, to the point that many Muslims were wearing t-shirts with the picture of Osama bin Laden on them. That's how much this man have influenced the whole Muslim world in Asia and in Africa, even here in the United States of America. I was flying through Dallas Airport, and there we met a gentleman by the name Noaman. He is from Pakistan, who works for America Airline in Dallas Airport. When he shook my hand and I told him that my name is Usama, he was so happy to meet with me. And he said, "Mashallah, mashallah, what a great name you have." When I whispered in his ear, "Osama bin Laden," he smiled and he nodded his head, saying, "Yes, if I will ever have a son, I will name him Osama." That is how much influence Osama bin Laden had on the Muslim world, even those who live here in the United States of America. For to the Muslim people, Osama bin Laden is a great hero. And it's amazing when we read the textbooks and what is written about bin Laden for our children is nothing but the words of the Muslim who live here in the West, those who speak from both sides of their mouths. Because on September 11, almost all these Muslims who live in the West, here in America, and those who live in Europe, they were shouting Allahu Akbar as a shout of victory for the victory of Muslim against American and the loss of 3,000. But the same people, if you talk to them, they will give you the excuse that the reason Osama bin Laden did what he did is what is written in our textbooks. So let us listen together to how the textbook represents Osama bin Laden to our children. And don't forget, these are the kindergarten to the 12th grade children. And these students will believe anything is written in our textbooks.
Reasons why bin Laden hates America. In the text, The American Pageant, published by Houghton Mifflin, copyright 2002, page 1033. In describing bin Laden's resentments of the U.S., its U.S. military presence on the sacred soil of the Arabian Peninsula, and its support for Israel's hostility of Palestinian nationalism.
Now I would like to read to you the response as stated by Citizens for National Security, which is written by William M. Karsh II and Dr. William A. Saxton in February 2012. These are not Bin Laden's words, but those of the author who adopts these words without qualification. The writer is clearly stating a resentment and bias against the United States and Israel. The United States has military forces on the Arabian Peninsula at the invitation of a number of Arab states to prevent aggression by another Arab state, Iraq and Iran. It is not Israel that has been hostile to Palestinians' nationalism, but Palestinian groups like Hamas, who have been and continue to be hostile to the existence of Israel. Israel has been willing to negotiate a state for Palestinians, but the Palestinian leadership has constantly refused to cooperate or participate without demanding impossible preconditions. In simple words, the United States did not go to the Arab land, to the Saudi Arabia Peninsula, to invade and occupy this land, but simply because the Saudi requested our military to go there. Remember what happened when Saddam Hussein, the former president of Iraq, when he invaded Kuwait, took all their oil and took all their banks? It is the United States who fought for the Kuwaiti and brought back their possession from the occupier Saddam Hussein and the Iraqi military. And don't forget that the United States has spent blood and treasure to protect these Arab countries. As for the statement that Bin Laden was upset because the United States of America support Israel's hostility of Palestinian nationalism, the fact is and always will be that the Palestinians and the leadership of the Palestinians reject and refuse the existence of Israel. They are there with the hope and the purpose of removing Israel from the face of the earth, as they are already showing this in the geography books, in many school books in Muslim countries. When they drew the map of the Middle East, they have removed the name Israel from this portion of the land which belongs to Israel, and instead they replace the name to be the Palestinian state. And here is the fact. The hostility in the land of Israel is not because the Jews desire it, but simply it is created by the Palestinians who wish nothing but every evil to Israel, and they desire and they hope to take over the entire land as they claim it is theirs. But the truth, as we have covered it in the past, is that the land of Israel is the promised land which was given to Moses and to his people, as we have seen throughout the teaching of the Quran and the teachings of the Bible. Let us look at another passage written about Osama bin Laden in our textbooks.
In the text, World History, published by Thompson, Wadsworth, copyright 2004, on page 830, what were the sources of Muslim anger? Bin Laden declared that the 9/11 attacks were a response to the humiliation and disgrace that have affected the Islamic world for over 80 years, a period dating back to the end of World War I.
In the summary, respond to this statement from Citizens for National Security. They stated, Osama bin Laden was an international murderer and terror master. Bin Laden's attacks were not limited to the West, but against his own people as well. Bin Laden's solution to all problems he confronted was always the same: murder and terror against the innocent and the defenseless. Obviously, these are just simple facts about Osama bin Laden. When we come back from our break, I would like to share with you the truth behind the action of Osama bin Laden, as we will answer the question, was Osama bin Laden a bad Muslim or was he a true Muslim? Was he a follower of the teaching of Allah in the Quran and the command of Muhammad in the Hadith? Or did he live in disobedience to the teaching of Islam?
In our short time together here on Revealing the Truth About Islam, we can only cover a portion of all that we would like to share. Please take a few moments today and visit our website at www.thestraightway.org to find more information about the Straight Way of Grace Ministry and the darkness of Islam. Our website has several links to many resources for further study, including a detailed listing of the many seminars we offer on DVD. Topics include, is the Quran infallible? Has the Bible been corrupted? The treatment of women in Islam? Muhammad or Christ? What the Quran teaches about Jesus? And many more. Have you always wanted to read what the Quran actually teaches, but didn't know which translation to trust? Most English versions of the Quran have glossed over many of the troubling passages and sugarcoated the many violent and immoral teachings written within Islam's holiest book. After several years of research and networking with scholars around the world, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry has recently offered the single most accurate modern English version of the Quran ever published. Filled with study notes to the reader and a careful comparison of key passages of the Quran and the Bible, this translation will arm you with the knowledge you need in reaching those lost in the darkness of Islam. Please take a few moments today and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org for all these resources and more. And now, back to our show.
Three months after September 11th, around Christmas time, I went on a mission trip with New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary to the country of Indonesia. And there, as I shared with you in the first half of this radio program, I saw Osama bin Laden was treated as a great hero among almost all Muslims in Indonesia. The Lord have opened a great opportunity for me to minister to one of the youth of the country of Indonesia. For I asked my Muslim friend, "What do you think of Osama bin Laden?" He did not have an answer in the beginning, because literally I could feel his struggle of how to answer my question. If he said Osama bin Laden is a good Muslim, then he will represent Islam to be a barbaric religion, a religion that supports the killing of innocent people, as it was on September 11. And in the same time, if he said Osama bin Laden is a bad Muslim, then how can all the Muslims in Indonesia, which by the way is the largest Muslim country in the world, almost 200 million Muslims live in this land, celebrate Osama bin Laden? So he was in a stage of confusion. He did not know how to answer my question. But then I opened the Quran and I shared Muhammad's own teaching with this Muslim friend. And believe it or not, in less than an hour, I was able to share with him that bin Laden is a true Muslim. He is a true believer. He is a true hero for the Muslim world. If Muhammad was there on that day, he will give Osama bin Laden a reward for being a great jihadist, a great hero. And that is what I'd like to share with you, my dear listeners. And that is what we must teach our children in our public schools here in America. Osama bin Laden is not a bad Muslim. Osama bin Laden is a man who practiced what he believed, and he believed what is written in the words of Allah in the Quran and the command of Muhammad in the Hadith. President Obama and all American brag about killing bin Laden, but in the same time, with the political correctness, they could not say a word against Islam. America celebrates the killing of Osama bin Laden, not knowing that it is the killing of a true Muslim believer. And the only result will come out of the killing of bin Laden is more retaliation of the Muslim world to the West. We may think in the West here that we ended the war against terrorism. We ended the war against the jihadists or the extremists by killing bin Laden. But the fact is, more Americans will be killed in the years to come simply because Muslims will continue to revenge over the killing of Osama bin Laden and over the killing of every Muslim person who was killed in Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, or Yemen, or anywhere around the world. Because that is the teaching of Allah in the Quran. In Quran chapter 2, verse 178, Allah said, O you who have believed, retaliation is decreed on you for the murder. That's why we have seen in September 11, 2012, Muslims were shouting as they killed our ambassador in Benghazi, Libya, as they invaded the American embassy in Cairo, Egypt, and in the country of Yemen. They were shouting, Obama, Obama, we love Osama. Obama, Obama, we are all Osama. You see, Osama bin Laden never died. Why? Because a few 100,000 in the last 10 years were born in the 57 Muslim countries, and even in the West and in Europe, who were named by the name Osama, that the message and the belief and the action of Osama bin Laden will always continue until Christ comes back. But here is the teaching of the Quran. In Quran chapter 5 and verse 51, Allah said, O you who have believed, do not take the Jews and Christians as friends. So if Osama bin Laden hates the Jew and hates the Christian, that does not make him a bad Muslim, but it makes him a believer, for he is obeying the command of Allah in the Quran for not taking the Jews or the Christians as friends. As a matter of fact, he also lived to practice the teaching of Muhammad in the Hadith, as it is written in Sahih al-Tirmidhi, Hadith number 1602, a correct hadith where Muhammad said, do not initiate the peace to the Jews and Christians. And if you meet any of them in a road, force them to its narrowest alley. That is exactly what Osama bin Laden did. He never initiated peace with the Jews or Christians. And for the Muslims who initiate peace with the Jews and the Christians, they are living in hypocrisy, or they are living in disobedience to their prophet, the prophet of Islam, Muhammad. How about Quran chapter 2, verse 216, where Allah said, war is decreed to you, and it is hated by you, and perhaps you may hate something and it is good for you, and perhaps you love something and it is evil for you, and Allah knows and you do not know. So for bin Laden to wage war against America or against the Jews, he is actually practicing the teaching of Allah in the Quran chapter 2 and verse 216. How about the command of Muhammad from his Allah God in Sahih Muslim? I have been commanded to engage in war with people until they testify to the fact that there is no God but Allah and believe in me and in all that I have brought. You see, Muhammad receives a command from his God, small g God, Allah, to engage in war with people. And that's exactly what Osama bin Laden did. And that's exactly what every true Muslim believer will do. As it is written in Sahih Bukhari, Muhammad the Messenger has ordered the Muslim to fight people until they worship Allah alone or pay the jizya, the tribute tax. And Muslims also practice the teaching of Allah in the Quran 9:5, when Allah said, so when the forbidden months are past, so kill the polytheists wherever you find them, and take them as captive, and besiege them, and lay wait for them with every kind of ambush. So if they repent and perform the prayer and give the legal alms, so leave their way free. Surely Allah is forgiving, merciful. Here we see Allah in the Quran give the Christians and the Jews, the Western, the three choices. Number one, to be killed by the hand of the Muslim, Osama bin Laden and his followers, or to be taken as slave and concubine, and that is what the Muslims are trying to do even today in the country of Egypt, or for people to repent, to convert to Islam. Allah said in Quran chapter 9 verse 14, engage in war with them. Allah will torment them by your hands and put them to shame and give you victory over them and heal the chest of a believing people. You see, the engaging in war is a command of Allah throughout the pages of the Quran. 79 times where Allah command Muslim to engage in war with the Jews and the Christian. Listen to what Allah said in Quran chapter 8 and verse 65. Allah here is speaking to Muhammad when Allah said, O you prophet, provoke the believers to engage in war. Did you hear Allah's command to Muhammad? It is to provoke the believers, not the extremist, not the radical, not to the terrorist, no, to the believers, to engage in war. So the reality is, a true Muslim believer must obey the words of Allah in the Quran. A true Muslim believer must obey the command of Muhammad in the Hadith. And I can go on and on and on. And I read few hundred verses in the Quran and few hundred statements by Muhammad in the Hadith. And they all have one message. And the message is, Osama bin Laden is a true Muslim believer. And Osama bin Laden lived to obey and practice the words of Allah in the Quran. And that is the reality about Islam. We may celebrate here in America the death of Osama bin Laden. But the reality is, Osama bin Laden was a victim of the teaching of Allah in the Quran. We killed a true Muslim hero. And that's why the Muslim world is angry at the West. And they will continue to do so until the second coming of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. The war against Islam will never end. Because the command of Allah is very clear in the Quran, chapter 8 and verse 39. And engage in war with them until there will not be sedition and the religion of Islam will be completely to Allah. That is when the war with the Muslim will end, when the whole world believe in the religion of Islam. We may think the war is over, but in reality, the war has just begun. And this war cannot be won with bullets, for it is a spiritual war, and it cannot be won except with true knowledge, which we must teach to our children in our schools. Are you interested to learn more about lies in our textbooks? Please join us again for the next broadcast. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that You sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite You to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.